Zynga disappoints in its public debut. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Zynga, the company behind the internet games Farmville, Cityville and Mafia Wars, has failed to impress investors at its initial public offering, IPO, on Thursday. Expectations were high that the stock in the company would take off on New York's Nasdaq Stock Exchange. Analysts believed the $10 per share opening price would increase by 10% at the close of trading. They were disappointed. Shares in the games giant fell by 5% to close at $9.55 per share. IPO expert David Menlo described the day's trading as a mammoth fail. He said the reason was the company had valued itself at too high a price. I believe that this was an affirmation that investors are a bit twitchy regarding these self-imposed high valuations, he said. Zynga is a social network game maker. 90% of its games are played on Facebook, and it has over 200 million active users. CEO Mark Pincus said he was more concerned with statistics like these and with delivering great products than on share prices on a day's trading. He still has a lot of cause to be proud of his company's IPO. The $1 billion raised makes it the largest internet IPO since Google went public in 2004. The company did once expect the IPO to raise $2 billion to give a market valuation of $20 billion. Pincus said, "We didn't have any expectations coming into this whole process." The Wall Street Journal said it was confident Zynga would be a success. It cited the doubling of revenues in the first 9 months of 2011 as reason for optimism.